In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday, we spoke a little bit about John the Baptist. Yes, he was a wild man, I tell you. And he cried out from Herod's dungeon, "Repent, because you married your brother's wife." Oh, yes. But Herod was very, very, taken by John. And it was a birthday party that he was having, you know. And he invited everybody to his birthday party. And his wife, Herodias, had her daughter give a dance. And I'm sure the dance was ill. I'm sure that it was sick. I'm sure that it was sexual, just like the dances that we have today that they've been showing on television. It's so sick. And he said to her he'd give her anything at up to one half of the kingdom. And she said to her mother, "What should we ask for?" "I want the head of John the Baptist on a platter." I'm looking at Matthew 11:40. First of all, I want to say, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus Christ dwells within the heart of the weakest believer. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then Jesus says, "He that receives you," because Christ is in you, "receives me. And he that receives me receives him who sent me." That's the Father. Oh, yes. You know, I know that to be true. Then he said, "He that receives a prophet, that in the name of a prophet, shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever shall give a drink unto one of these little ones of cold water in my name, in the name of a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward." Just a couple of days ago, little Nicholas came into the studio and said, "Would you like a bottle of water?" And I said, "Yes." And he brought me the water, and I said, "You know, Nicholas, there's a gift that comes with that, that if you give to one of the people that belong to Jesus a glass of water, the reward is yours. You're going to get a reward." He smiled. I don't know if he knew what I meant, but I said to him, "You know, you brought me a glass of water, and I belong to Jesus, and Jesus said you're getting a reward for that glass of water." And I believe that. The 11th chapter. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in the cities. Why did Jesus teach and preach? I look at Luke 5. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, they were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, so that he taught the people out from the ship. And I tell you, why did Jesus go about teaching, and why did he speak the word of God, even though he was the word of God? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I tell you, Jesus was a preacher. Jesus is a preacher. I tell you, we are in need of preachers. It says that he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Why? Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. Now, when John had heard in prison, John's in prison, the works of the Messiah, he sent two of his disciples. See, John had disciples too. And said unto him, unto Jesus, "Are you he, or should we look for another?" Now, John saw the Spirit of God come upon Jesus. And the scripture says that God spoke to John that whom the Spirit of God descended, he was Messiah. John seems to be having doubts. Are you he, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answered and said to him, Go, tell John. Go, show John again those things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. Deaf people hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who shall not be offended by me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes, First of all, I tell you, the signs that follow are very important. Jesus said, You shall do the same signs and greater still because I go to the Father. The signs that follow are very important. I remember a man coming to one of the services I had at the espousal. He was not a Catholic, but he said, I came with a miracle in my pocket. I expected a miracle. And he was using crutches or a walker. And the Lord healed him completely. He healed him completely. Signs like these shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Jesus said, Go tell John that the blind receive their sight. The lame walk and lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear and the dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Blessed is he who shall not be offended by me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? What did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say unto you, more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare the way before thee. Oh, John said, I come to prepare the way before the Lord. Yes, John came as the preparation of Jesus. He prepared the way of Jesus. Truly, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. That's something. But listen to what else he says. This is even more something. Withstanding that is least but in the kingdom of heaven, the one that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. I tell you to believe. Sometimes it takes a lot of effort to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the King, that he died for our sins, that he heals the body today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We must remember that Jesus is not different. He is the same, and he wants to heal people. He wants to bless people. And if you give a cup of water in the name of Jesus to a disciple, you've got a reward. If you accept a prophet because he's a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. If you accept a righteous man because they say he's a righteous man, you get a righteous man's reward. Oh, yes. Why? Because Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in the disciple, the hope of glory. I tell you that Jesus Christ is in us, and not only is Jesus in us, because if Jesus is there, so is the Holy Spirit, and so is the Father. We are temples of the Blessed Trinity. We are temples of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But it all starts with Jesus. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want you to say it out loud. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Come on. Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's right. He's in you if you are a believer. Don't say, I hope so. It is truly so. I know I have a watch on, and I know the watch is keeping time for the broadcast, and I know it's here because I can see it. But when it comes to Christ in you, the hope of glory, it is by faith. It is by faith. Faith sees that Christ is in the least of his disciples, and he is the hope of glory. And also, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Do you know that? That greater is Jesus that is in you than the devil that is in the world. That's why we have authority over evil. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have to know that, that Jesus who lives in us is greater than the one in the world. Now, I tell you that Jesus came to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse lepers, to open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf. Go tell John what you see and hear. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. I tell you, go tell him. Lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised. That's what Jesus said. Go ask John, tell John what you see and what you hear. I tell you, that's what should be happening in every church today throughout the world, that the blind see, the deaf hear, the good news is preached to the poor, lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised. I tell you, this is marvelous, because we live in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit, and Jesus said, you shall do the same things that I do, and greater still shall you do them. If you have a mustard seed of faith, and I have before me the mustard seed, and it is so tiny, it is so tiny. It is so tiny. Not the head of a pin. It is as big as the head of a common pin. Not the sharp part, but the head. That's how big mustard seed is. If you have a mustard seed of faith, you can say to this disease, be healed, and it will be healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Today, Father Joseph came down, and he had a headache. And so I prayed in the name of Jesus that it would go away. And he was not totally healed, but the headache was partially healed. I tell you, God wants to do things, and he wants to do them in you. Do you believe that? That Christ in you is the hope of glory. That greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And today we're going to have a little healing service. We're going to worship the Lord, and we're going to see what he tells us. There's a sweet anointing flowing into this place. Step into the water and see. He will touch you. He will touch you. He will save you, fill you up to overflowing. Step in and be set free today. I'm set free through his anointing. I'm set free through his anointing. Set free through his joy. I'm set free. I've been changed by his love, 'cause I stepped in to the water flowing down from his throne. I'm set free. I'm no longer the same. Many years ago, this very song, I went into the hospital, Mass General Hospital, and there was a young boy who had a terrible accident. They said he was going to be sick for the rest of his life, like a vegetable. And I sang this song for 45 minutes, and that young boy recovered. That young boy recovered. And he goes about doing things today that he never would have been able to do if God hadn't healed him. The doctor said it was impossible for him to be healed, but you know what? He received a healing, I'd say 70%, 75%. You know, he's still a little whatever, but they didn't even think he was going to wake up from this coma. They didn't even think he was going to wake up. It was this song. I kept on singing it. There's a sweet anointing flowing into this place. Step in, step into the water, and see, he will touch you, he will save you. He will touch you, he will save you, fill you up to overflowing. Step in and be set free today. It's the water that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. It's that crystal clear water. That crystal clear water that flows from the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb. Step into that water now and be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of the blood. Be healed by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, the crystal clear river of God. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, the crystal clear river of God. And wherever the river flows, and wherever the river flows, it brings health. It brings health. It brings life. It brings peace of heart. Yes, wherever the river flows, it brings health. It brings life. It brings peace. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, the crystal clear river of God. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, the crystal clear river of God. And wherever the river flows, it brings health. It brings health, take it. It brings life. It brings peace of heart. Yes, wherever the river flows, it brings health, it brings life, it brings peace. I want to live in the river. I want to dwell in the river. I want to swim in the river of God. I want to live in the river. I want to dwell in the river. I want to live in the river of God. Get into that river now. For wherever the river flows, it brings health. It brings peace. It brings joy to you. For wherever the river flows, it brings health, it brings life, it brings peace. That river of God, get into it now. Step into the river of God and be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the cross, by the power of the blood. Now, just put your hand on the sick part of your body. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, the crystal clear river of God. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, the crystal clear river of God. Go tell John what you see and hear. The blind see, the deaf hear, lepers are cleansed, and the good news is preached to those who are poor. Go tell John what you see and what you hear. See, it's more than a mind thing. There is power in the glory of God, that Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ dwells in you by the Holy Spirit. You are a powerhouse, so you have the kingdom of God dwelling within your heart, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. Alleluia. 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 Love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. We 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 love you, Jesus. Alleluia. 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 Christ in me, Lord, the hope of glory. 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 In the name of Jesus, be healed of every head problem, of every tumor in the head, of every headache. Be healed of migraine headaches in the name of Jesus. Wrists be healed in the name of Jesus now by the power of the blood. Wrists be healed now. Just move your wrist by the power of the blood of Jesus that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Oh yes, necks be healed in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel. Be healed now, necks. Be able to rotate without pain. Rotator cuffs be healed now in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood of Christ. Now be healed. Be healed now. Alleluia. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Backs are being healed. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I take it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Alleluia. 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 Love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus.
Love you, Jesus. Love you, Jesus. Lord, let the anointing of God come upon your people. Let the holy anointing of God, which breaks the yoke, come upon your people now. Let that anointing, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit, come upon your people, so that we too can say, the blind see, the deaf hear, lepers are cleansed, and the good news is preached to the poor. Let the anointing of God come upon your people now, Lord, because you are Lord and you are the Christ in us, Christ Jesus in us, the hope of glory, that your blood was shed for our salvation and for our healing. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ Jesus in us, the hope of glory. Just stay still for a little while and allow God to touch you. Allow God to touch you. Don't move. Alleluia. 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 Love you, Jesus. 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 And may Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit pour on you the gift of the anointing and heal you in the body, soul, and spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.